Like, Jake, you've got to put this up in.
Okay, there's that one, and there's one in your office, too. And I keep wondering where our nice glasses are going.
There's a bunch of mold in it.
It is a bunch of mold. And the mold is so, like, movable. Like, it's
kind of gross, yeah.
Who left that in here? Bring your glasses up from your office and your car. Both horrific.
You guys ever do moldy cups?
No.
Is it a problem you have?
I'm not going to act like I'm a clean person at all, but no, I don't find mold and stuff ever.
Yeah.
You got to really abandon stuff.
Yeah. Like for a whole week.
So you've never taken a fun little snack or a little drink and left it somewhere for 9 days? You've never done that?
Maybe it's because I don't know. You have a bigger house.
It's because we're in a basement.
Yeah. It's humid.
It's not my fault. It's been there for what? I left it in the podcast studio for 1 week, and it's like there's a whole city of germs in there.
Yeah, and now we're like breathing in that mold.
And who's... That's not how that works.
That's
not how that works.
Mold spores.
It was black coffee. Mold. Black mold.
Black mold.
Breathing it in.
How does black mold show up? Because everyone, Katie loves to see a little spot of something and be like, is that black mold? But it sounds rare.
I always thought it was like...
Because I'm good at growing, I guess...
Green mold.
Green mold.
Blue cheese mold.
Yeah. Black ice is not actually black. So I kind of always expected black mold to be like see-through, like ice is.
Oh.
But I guess you can see it. I just don't know what color.
It's like the carbon monoxide of mold.
I think it could be like that.
I think but you can't smell it.
Oh,
it
kills you.
It could be like the fire, like at the bottom of the flame that's like blue for some reason. I think it could be like that.
Wow.
I do love when the flame's blue.
A lot of good thoughts over there.
Is that because the flame is just extra hot at the bottom? Because when we do our little fire in the fireplace, it's not blue.
Sun's not blue. That's pretty hot, huh?
Yeah, the sun's the hottest thing. That's not hotter than my gas stove, apparently. That stuff makes mac and cheese real fast. Okay, I'll clean up the mold. I'm sorry.
Thank you. That's pretty gross.
No mold. No more mold in the studio.
What's your? Where are you most likely to leave something the longest? Office, podcast studio, car.
Where have you found mold in the house? From me.
Mostly in your office.
Office
and next to your bed.
Ooh.
Yeah, nightstand.
Yeah, you're breathing that in for me.
Oh, you, Derek, thank you. Oh, now he speaks up. I was on an island for 5 minutes. Nightstand. Oh, yeah, I have a little treat. Let it sit there. And then every night I look at it, I go, man, someone should really put that up.
Yeah, it's you.
I don't know why I hate that so
much.
What kind of nightstand treats are you having that you're not finishing?
Yeah, I guess there's just a glass of milk in the bottom.
Santa Claus?
It's not food. It's only drinks.
Yeah, it's like, you know, he'll make like any kind of drink, if you leave it there long enough, it will get
mold.
Moldy.
Yeah.
That's not water.
That's not water, yeah.
There's something in it.
Mm-hmm. So I think that we have
Oh, you ripped my head off about mold a few weeks ago.
Yes.
Which that...
is about the organizers. They find some?
They did not. But he makes us really great coffee in the morning with his
whole coffee shop in the kitchen.
So he has like a little pot to dump the espresso.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Grounds.
Yeah.
Grounds.
That stuff makes mold real fast.
That stuff's gross.
I went in there and I was like, I mean, it was coming out. It was like a colony in there in our pantry. This is actually an intervention.
And then you did multiple nasty things the following weeks. I said, aren't you embarrassed?
I did one thing. We let Thomas, on the way to the airport early one morning, we let him drink milk in the car on the way to the airport. And it didn't get taken out of the car.
She let...
For the whole weekend.
She gave him the milk. So she left the milk in there over the whole weekend. Our car smelled bad for like 2 weeks. Which is worse? No. Comment down below and we'll get the episode started. Go to YouTube.
I didn't cause anybody harm.
What's worse? Bunch of mold that I put in the pantry or our
your
car
office,
smells
your
like rotten
table
milk for
and
2 weeks.
Podcast table.
We'll see. We'll see.
The milk smell had to be pretty bad. Like when you get back like from the weekend, like, oh my gosh.
So bad.
But then I feel like it's got to go away, right?
It went away.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
That's
2 weeks later it did. 2 weeks later it did.
It's got to go away in like a day.
Yeah.
Guys, subscribe. Enjoy this episode. We got another good one for you. Thanks for all the love. Let's roll music.
Correct opinions.
Katie's cooking is the best, and she's going to stuff some kind of veggie with a grain.
Mm-hmm. It's always so good. I love that you always make food for us right before we record the podcast. That's such a nice tradition we have. Mm-hmm. Where do you get your ingredients?
Thankfully, Every Plate.
Every Plate. Proud sponsor. Support the show. Go get $1.99 per meal.
Whoa.
Yeah, I said that correctly. Yeah,
I'm not like
that's
splurging on you guys. I'm just
saying. Oh, okay.
That's the offer. Yeah. Well, you are because it's delicious. It restaurant is. It's so level good. Delicious. Every Plate. They deliver it to your door. All the items you need for recipes. They keep the recipes updated. So you always got something new. 30 minutes or less to make these easy to follow recipes. Something like crispy buffalo ranch chicken. Ayo, that sounds good. Even our toddler likes it. So what are you waiting for?
Make these with our toddler running around because they're so easy. And
that's actually it's a good activity for him. Yeah. Dig into these flavor-packed meals. Your household will love. New customers can enjoy the special offer of only $1.99 per meal.
Why do you say that so weird?
I say that wrong. Go now for an offer of $1.99 per meal. $1.99. Is that what I should say?
Whatever you said first was so $1.99.
For a dollar, get down $1.99 meal. Everyplate.com/podcast. Use code TREY199 to get started. Apply as discount on first box, limited time only. Everyplate.com/podcast, code TREY199.
Okay, I just had my scariest choking moment with Eva like an hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
She's Thomas, you had like one scare with choking. He wasn't really big into that, but she just really likes to choke.
Python.
And so it was one of those where I had to like get out of the high chair and turn her upside down and bang on her back.
Wow, you just got done doing that.
Yeah.
You held her by like a foot?
It was like she's bungee jumping.
I don't even remember what I did. I think I held her body like choke this. On? Some apple. I cut it into like little matchstick pieces, like really skinny pieces. But she was
matchstick.
Like.
Matchstick, can we back up?
Yeah, you never heard of that?
Matchstick pieces.
What is a matchstick?
Is that a proper?
Yeah.
Like I just think
the
skinny?
Cooking videos. Yeah, Julian, and then they go. And the
this is matchstick. Like a culinary term.
No, she made that up. I'm making fun.
matchstick pieces.
Yeah,
that's a good. I'm picturing it.
That is the term that you use for cooking when you cut things into little pieces like that.
I Googled
by who the Pioneer Woman.
It's just,
no. I'm not seeing like just a fine dining, right?
Just a bunch of matchsticks is all I'm seeing. Just literal matchsticks.
Well, think anyway, about that in
glad
food
she's
form.
Still alive.
All right. So just like when you're like, how do you fold the paper? Hamburger or matchstick? Mm-hmm. It's like the skinny version. The long and skinny version.
Long, skinny version.
Okay, got it.
So like pretty much impossible to choke on unless you just keep putting them in your mouth and hoard a pile of them in your mouth and then like try to swallow
chipmunk.
It. And then you choke on
So she's upside down, you're banging her and matchsticks
everywhere.
I mean,
it was like a handful of. So that was a little scary, but all good.
Speaking of fancy dining, mm-hmm. I did it. You know what? I said, you know what? It's time for me to act like an influencer, all right? I need to start throwing stuff around. Hey, give me free this, give me... So I'm having an influencer weekend this weekend. I got Chiefs tickets because I hit up the Chiefs.
Okay.
And I'm going to 1587 Steakhouse, Jake. I DM'd them. I said, could I please get a reservation?
And both of these people DM'd you back.
And they left me on scene. I woke up this morning to on scene. I was like, that's so embarrassing. They're probably like, this freaking dude. But then they did respond. Like, sure, absolutely. We'll get you a reservation.
Okay.
So what did you DM? You just said like, hey, it looks like everything's booked up. I'd like to come.
I did a few iterations.
Trey showed me. It started with, do you have any idea who I am?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
It was a selfie with Creator of the Year plaque, which is kind of a matchstick
shape. Pretty matchstick, yeah.
Where I typed up first, like, we're dying to try the place. Any way I could get a reservation? And then I added like a sentence in there. I was like, you know, it looks like the place is really killing it. You know, one of those sentences, I deleted that.
Okay.
I feel like that was unnecessary. Do you think I should? Oh, shit.
That doesn't seem too risky to me.
Looks like the place, man, looks like you guys are really killing it.
Yeah, it seems fine. It would be weird if you were like, I won't dress like a girl when I come over there because you know my content. Like, that would have been weird if you said that.
And I just want to get out ahead of this and apologize to all my fans. I officially... I think there's a couple more coming, but I shot my last brand deal where I had to run around and scream like a girl.
Okay.
It's been a busy month.
And let me tell you.
I get hit up by every brand in the country going, could he? Yeah, we have a promotion going on. Is Trey available? Yeah, I'd love to do it. All right, great. So go in the store, wear a wig, run around. I go, oh my gosh, again?
Every brand just wants Fall Girl Trey.
Oh my goodness. I've never, I don't know what, this year more than ever. Huh. I just did one with Home Goods. I went in the store because it's funny how many of these brands will be like, hey, because they're so disconnected from, I guess, I understand, like the individual store. They'll be like, hey, we're this nationwide brand. We want you to go in the store and just have at it. I go, great. Could I be in the store when it's like closed? That'd be great because you want me to run around screaming in a wig. And
yeah.
I just feel like that might be tough. I might get kicked out or I might
drag
at the very. And they're just like, okay. Well, and this last one, we went in there with a dress and a wig and I was just like, nope. And I said, I demand to go in here when it's not open.
It's not going
to
work.
There's so many people that are looking around. I was like, we can't.
Yeah.
And then I saw what he was actually going to do. And yeah, there's
Katie
no.
Katie was in that one. So we went to the store before they opened.
Way he could have like, done that I'm with so people glad there. That would have been.
End of your career.
Mortifying.
But you know what? I did it. Anyway, can I help? Anyway, can I get a reservation? We're dying to try it. Thanks and go Chiefs. No. Why'd you make that face?
I mean, that's a solid DM.
Is the Go Chiefs too much?
No.
Sorry about the Go Chiefs.
They're going to be like, oh my gosh, Trey DM'd us. Oh my gosh, he's hilarious. What did he say?
He seems like really, he seems nervous to talk
about. Yeah. Yeah, they can sense the lack of confidence. Oh, throw a little joke in there. Really, no, show a little personality. Better.
That's why we're interviewing a couple people that are going to be in town for the pod.
Yeah.
I'm going to start doing, you know what? That's my Q4 resolution.
Harass people.
Yep. Oh. I'm going to start just hitting people up. Hey, do something for me. It's time I start doing that.
Oh, okay.
Be a man. But you know what I did? We're talking about the fancy new steakhouse that Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes own. And I'd seen every influencer on the planet get invited and be there. And then when I was like, all right, I'm DMing him, was I saw, no disrespect to this guy, but we've shown him on the pod before. There's this awesome like middle-aged man who he's like a master tailgater for the Chiefs. Oh, we've shown him before.
Yeah.
And he I was scrolling one day. He's like, we're here in 1587. And he was like, got hooked up, man. I was like, all right, well, let me go.
So I'm going. You're going to the Chiefs game Monday night?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wait, we never heard about your Chiefs
game. Yeah, I was going to say.
You obviously weren't at the. So if you missed it, a couple episodes ago, we had very painstaking.
Very painstaking. What
text does Jake send this Chiefs player to get in the game? Now, there was a big, big game you didn't go to.
Correct. The Lions game would have been great.
We didn't get access to the top, top game, but where were we at?
So I think we left that day. Like, as soon as I left the studio, we got some closure, unfortunately. But it was like, all right, you're going to be good to go for the Monday Night Football Washington Commanders game. It's like, that's great. It's prime time. It's still like early in the season. Great. It's not cold yet. This is great. And then hadn't heard anything for a couple weeks. And then last week, I get a text and it was like, all right, I talked to him. You should be good to go for Sunday. And I'm thinking, well, now Sunday, that's not Monday Night Football, is it?
You just expect the Chiefs played two games in 1 week.
Oh, they go back to back this week. Okay.
Double header.
That was a quick detour, a quick speed bump, but we're through it now. This week, I like follow up like, hey,
wait, what did you say back to that?
I said, what did I say?
I demand Monday night.
I demand Monday night.
Yeah, I think that.
Okay.
I demand Monday night and throw a T-bone from 1587 on there for me. Mm-hmm. It's for my wife. And we got that sorted out, but still no tickets. And so like this week, I was like, hey, 5 days out. Can't wait.
Countdown's on.
Countdown. Which is also how many days I have to get the tickets, right? And he said, I think we're all set. Friday is normally when those tickets go out. So I guess we're just waiting.
In the mail. Yeah. They should arrive Monday morning.
So hopefully Friday. This is still very 50-50.
You're still talking to the middleman. Yeah. He's just, I think you're great. I think you're just talking to a real, this middleman also played for the Chiefs, right?
Yeah.
So you're talking to a real man's man. Their communication's not. Yeah, tickets should show up in some time. And that means you got them 100%. That's just how a real alpha communicates.
So I might see you.
Am I wrong?
At the game.
You're not wrong.
I love communicating.
Glad to know that you're not.
All right, communicative person.
Yeah, Yeah.
For a man, I got to be top 1%. Right? I get frustrated with all the men in my life.
Yeah.
Can we like, hey, mm-hmm. let's hang out. And they'll be like, yeah. Like, well, we should talk about it a little more. Like, how does it happen? Tickets go out, should be in a couple of days, something. And you're just like, oh man, I'd really like to just really, I'd love to like really know.
Have we talked about this before? Like when someone says they can't do something, but that's all they tell you?
Can't.
No, can't make it. Oh, it kills me.
Like
you want to know why?
Why not?
Oh.
I know your schedule. You're not that busy.
Oh, for like a close friend.
Dude, I'll straight up be like, why? Like, tell me why. And I try to say an acceptable why is just like, dude, I just don't want to. I mean, I'll judge you, but give me the why.
I would love pure honesty. Then I don't have to wonder if you're making it up. Mm-hmm. If you say I don't want to hang out with you, I know you were being honest.
I love a good why. But I think that's huge when you're a friend. You got to go somewhere. I need the why. Can't you make it?
It just makes sense to me, but it just must not make sense to other people. It's just not obvious. But even today, I did it to you guys. You're like, hey, we got these interviews coming up. I know it's last minute. Can you make it? I was like, dang.
Good why.
I can't because of this and this and a little joke for Derek.
Loved it.
Communicative.
Yes.
I usually include the why, but my why is always I have another shoot that day. You never ask, like, what are you shooting? So I haven't, like, you haven't gotten the specifics.
I'm impressed. Yeah. I guess I trust you because I will press some guys who will be like,
oh, yeah,
you
know, how important is it?
Yeah. I can't. Man, I can't because I can't go because, you know, my wife's busy. I got to watch the kids. And then, you know, it's bedtime. Like, oh, so why don't you get a sitter and then come?
Yeah, you offer a solution. Yeah, and sometimes they do give a reason. I just don't think it's good enough.
Right. And then sometimes I've lit chatting. I'd be like, I mean, I guess you got me. I'll get a babysitter. Oh, yeah. Sometimes you got to fight.
Sometimes when the why is not really good enough, it's what do you press on? Do you press more? I mean, you do.
I absolutely do not. But if someone's just like, hey, we're all getting together or whatever, Sunday night. Oh, we've had a long weekend. Like,
yes.
I'm driving back from Iowa straight to there. You can make it. It's a 6-hour drive for me.
That gets us I feel like our small group is a good place where
so funny.
Once you get married, people love the long weekend.
Well, everyone's busy in their own mind, right? And it's
relative.
I'm sure I've talked to someone before who's busier than me and I said something and they're like, this loser. And it's just, you only know your brain, but it is funny when someone like, to me and Katie and I had just gotten back from like taking our two children to California and New York within 2 weeks. And then we like raced back and went to something. And someone was like, we can't make it. He just got back from a work travel. They like say that to you.
He was on the south side of Kansas City today. We're beat.
Yeah.
It is funny. And it's just tough.
Right. Everyone has their own thing.
Someone just this morning was like, we went to a thing and they're like, yeah, she booked the earliest flight so she could be here. She's like, I've been up since 3:30. And you're just like, yeah, that does suck. But to us, like, we have two because we have our daughter to woke us up then.
Yeah, she was swallowing matchsticks.
And then at 6 a.m., you were... At 6 a.m., you were watching a movie on Southwest flight. And at 6 a.m., I was dancing to K-pop Demon Hunters with my other child. So I'm pretty tired, too! Oh, dude, you gave me... So, middle of the night, I'm always super mean. I'm really sorry about that. And I don't think I should be judged for that. I'm a different person than I'm half awake.
You should 100% be judged for that.
You met my energy about 9 hours ago. I was getting I was bummed.
Oh, yeah. This
is sweet.
Yeah, she held you upside down. Spanked you.
Once every 10 times she goes to get the baby, she doesn't come back. I guess she's just like, I'm just going to stay over there and maybe sleep in the guest bed.
Okay.
I guess out of a courtesy, I don't like this. Come back. So I threw them on her. I was like, hello, where are you? And she finally comes back. And I was like, where are you? And she just goes, I've been up with your child. You're not going to talk to me. And I was just like, oh my God.
I said, it's not my problem. You can't sleep. Go to sleep.
Yeah. I am. I'm I'm yelling across the house. Come put me down next.
Literally, I'm like.
Come put me down next.
Been like, trying to get her to sleep for like 2 hours. She's like a little sick. And then he's over there.
I never went
like,
back to sleep. Back.
You're like, Eva, I got to go put your dad down. Yeah. I'll be right back. Don't eat anything.
He's fussing a lot.
Gosh. Yeah, I was pretty fired up.
Do you let him cry it out or do you have to just like take care of him?
I mean, he's pretty annoying, so crying out is tough.
I really let her have it.
Put me to bed. Sorry to hear that.
We had a great run of shows. Thanks for everyone who's coming out. A few weekends in a row. All over the place has been good. So
yeah, where were you?
We were in Tulsa, Dallas. Before that, I was up in Stamford, Redbank, New Jersey.
Bethlehem,
Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. It's been great.
How was Tulsa and Dallas this weekend?
Awesome, amazing. Friends and family at those shows. That's always great. And crowds were great. It's the best.
Great.
Katie and the kids were in Dallas all together.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was so fun.
Cousins. It's crazy how toddlers, like, there's a cousin his age, and both him and Eva, Thomas and Eva, I mean, you would have think that we put them through like marathons every day. I mean, they were just so tired.
It's the best. The play dates with kids.
Yeah.
I think it's such a cheat code. They're so tired. They sleep so good. They're so entertained.
Why does it make them so much more tired?
I just think they're just little humans. So think about when you
have to be on.
You're like, oh, I was with a guy's weekend at the end of that Saturday on the lake. You're just like, how am I? I can't even believe how tired I am. I guess it's just that. They just run around all day, playing outside. Playing, running around, great. Yeah. And then the day after, they're like, it's a nightmare.
Kind of horrible, yeah. but I sat in the crowd for the Dallas show. It was very good. Crowd was great.
Do people look at you?
I walked in after it was dark.
Sorry.
But
low profile.
Yeah, but the person behind me, I guess, did realize after the show. She was like, hi. And then I had to wait out in the lobby for a second to get back to the backstage and... People were nice. Some lady called me her hero.
Whoa.
Oh.
Yeah.
For what?
Very casual.
No, I mean, you're my hero for sure, but what did you do for her?
Outfit inspo?
I think, you know.
You just built like one? Like, I've never seen a woman this tall.
Yeah, probably. I was wearing a little bit of heel. Superhero. Yeah.
Oh, you're a literal superhero.
I had a cape
superhero.
On. Maybe Captain America. Why? I don't know.
Speaking of Katie, I was randomly looking through. So every now and then we upload some stuff to like the Nateland Entertainment YouTube channel, and I've randomly was just like, oh yeah, do people watch these? Do people care? No, they don't. But there was one that got two comments. One of them said, Trey, all I'm gonna say is you are a lucky man. It was one of two
nice
comments.
That's good. That's why we're over there.
Wow.
Yeah, what kind of audience does Nateland have over
yeah,
there?
Yeah.
Get some more eyes on it.
We've never gotten that a comment on our channel.
Yeah, go dig around. It's on the Nateland channel.
With the,
that's all I'm gonna say.
How much do you get hit up at Nate shows? They show a clip of our podcast before you get hit up a lot.
I mean, just like the classic, just like someone takes a photo of it and sends it to me.
I love when do you get? I feel like every time someone does it, they're like, "Did you know you're up here,
dude? You're on the Jumbotron."
You know, yeah, he just Nate Bergetzi and team just say, "Who? Which comedian should we show up here today?" Just surprise them. Yes, I'm aware, but it is cool.
Dude, have you seen a recent reel from Josh Benson?
I was pulling it up right now, actually, okay. Because I knew you were going to...
If Trey hasn't seen it, maybe we should just show it right now, if you don't know what we're talking about. Yeah, speaking of, did you know you're on here?
The, what's he called? The rapper? Am I making that up?
Yeah, he did used to rap. I don't know if he's rapping anymore. Right
no,
now...
No, not a rap. Is that his username? He changed it.
I don't know exactly. Okay, you know who he is, though.
Yes, I'm picturing his face right now.
All right, so to set this video...
I gotta get better at this. That's what sucks about social media these days. I'm just like, oh, I scroll past this guy a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I get a picture of him.
I've seen the first 2 seconds of all his
time. I'm like, you're the guy. Is this you? Pull up a picture of me.
Yeah.
Is this you? I'm getting a lot of attention for the orange iPhone. I gotta be honest, I don't like it. And I didn't think it'd be this big of a deal. I mean, 9 times probably now, just out and about, you know, you got your phone on, you'd be like, get the orange one. Like, I was like, I didn't think it'd be this.
Time for
I want
case
attention this way.
Yeah. It's funny, you don't want attention.
And then it's funny, my mom was around for a couple of these. I was with her a lot. Yeah. She's like, well, you know, he went to Oklahoma State. That's their color. And like, I custom ordered it. I'm like, no, mom, it's just that's what they are. What do you have it up here?
Yeah.
All right, so this video, just because it is, it's like one of his old videos making fun of Christians who are scared of Halloween, and then someone stitching that and then him restitching it, just so you're aware.
Okay.
Before
it, because it is what happens
after this. Can we talk about Christians and Halloween? I feel like there's a whole movement online. Are you seeing this?
Yeah, I feel like I heard this like when I was a kid and then haven't heard it for 25 years, and now it's back.
I mean, you grew up more in like the the farms where maybe I, this was more common. I didn't know a literal single, I was very shelter Christian. I didn't know a single family who didn't do Halloween. It wasn't a big deal.
I'm going to say,
like, we were in the Harry Potter camp. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. That's a little too on the nose with the wands.
Yeah.
But Halloween, you put on, I put on the armor of God and go door to door.
Yeah. Josh did. He's done a good explanation on why you know it could be okay and stuff like that. So
he's dropped
some good facts on
big debate.
Our friends who moved to Franklin, she said that it's like, yeah, a lot of people there do not celebrate Halloween.
What are we doing?
And yeah, she said she's kind of having to like figure out like, do you go or do you like, you know, like who's.
Did anyone happen to see DJ Mikel's close friend story of him going off on this like probably a week or so ago?
Oh, I would love it.
He was, I mean, it's not out anymore, but he was just like really having a heyday. He's like, oh, you can't, you know, just like doing this, like, you can't be a Christian scholar. Like, I want to dress like Scooby-Doo. I can't dress like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, he
kept going back to Scooby-Doo. It was so funny.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, this is like, Josh video, someone else making fun of him, and then Josh's like response all in one video here.
Okay. Christians and witches say it's their favorite day of the year.
This guy is the true definition of someone who lives a lukewarm Christian lifestyle.
I know how recently you guys have seen The Incredibles, but it's a great shot-for-shot remake.
Oh, it's The Incredibles. Okay, I would not have caught that.
She calls him a lukewarm Christian.
What in the world?
Is this like a shot-for-shot remake of Incredibles?
Yeah, basically.
That's like cool.
What they're seeing.
Wait, what are they looking up in the movie?
I think it's like superheroes who've been like retired or eliminated. That's what it is. Yeah.
Mm.
Superheroes.
Yeah, Incredibles
rules. Incredibles is great.
Wow.
But yeah, someone sent that to me and I was like, I wonder why they sent this to me. And I'm like, oh, John and Trey. And I was like, me? What do I do? Pickleball stuff now.
Exactly. Not Christian stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I strayed away.
Wow. What does that feel to be called that?
Am I in the top of Christian entertainers? You and me, top five.
Me and you, top five, dude. In Josh's eyes.
Thanks, Josh.
We're all lukewarm together.
Yeah.
Some Lecrae and Sadie Robertson.
Fine. Now I feel like I can't do Halloween if I'm on the list.
Got to get off that lukewarm list.
That's funny. I saw you commented on it. What are the comments, Derek? Is there any funny comments about Jake or me? You let us know.
I just commented like, I don't know what to say. I was like, weirdly honored by this, I guess, that you would think of me. Thanks.
I love it.
Someone yeah. Loki didn't make the list. And
people who are like upset.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
John Christ and Trey Kennedy are not the same person.
Oh, here we go.
That's funny. Yeah. Josh is not afraid. I'll give him credit. I mean, he was just like, he went through a phase making fun of Mormons, and that was just his whole brand. And then I think he did a Catholic phase, and now it seems like he's anti-Halloween.
It's
he's just mowing them down.
Well, good. We need someone to. I mean, enlighten me. Any recties out here aren't doing Halloween, but I don't know. You just go door to door.
I mean, I've seen you've seen the arguments,
that's
right?
It.
I've seen people say we need to define the term celebrate Halloween. Like, if it's like, yeah, you're just going trick-or-treating with your kids.
Because people are saying it's like a Satanist.
If you put up a skeleton in your yard, is that crossing the line?
It's like a Satanist holiday. And so if you celebrate it, you're like celebrating.
It's not a Satanist holiday. It was All Hallows Eve. That was it was like a Christian thing at its core.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
You and Josh should collab. You guys should make some videos.
You should. Where does he live?
Dallas.
Everyone's in Dallas. Yeah. Wait, am I wrong? History of Halloween.
I have no idea.
No, you're right. Yeah.
Hallows
it was Christian,
Eve.
Though. I know that I've heard of All Hallows Eve, but.
So what's the argument?
That, and it's like the most like murders, the most like, you know, they list a bunch of bad things where it's like this.
The most murders?
Yeah. The most like.
A lot of crime happens because you can get away wearing a mask.
A lot of crime.
You, like, oh, you're being serious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do. I actually just read a book recently. I mean, it was fiction.
He robbed
thriller,
us and he had on a cool mask.
Yeah. He killed someone on Halloween. He's like, I just wear a Grim Reaper costume. I'm going to identify me.
Yeah. Some people might think. I get
perfect.
Away with, get away with it.
Yeah.
In the 8th century, Pope Gregory III designated November 1st as All Saints Day. The night before became known as All Hallows Eve, which eventually shortened to Halloween. The church aimed to replace pagan customs with Christian observances honoring saints and martyrs. Oh, so it is very 2,000 plus years ago. It was a Celtic festival of marking the end of harvest and start of winter.
Oh, it's a farmer's
holiday. It was believed
holiday.
To be the veil between the living and dead was thinnest that night.
People
they,
used
they lit fires and wore costumes to ward off spirits.
Oh,
it's kind of that. And then Christian said, hey, hold on. What if we talked about the saints and the spread to America via Irish and Scottish immigrants? The Irish.
I guess that's where they're saying wearing the costumes. You're like wearing costume like they were to ward off spirits.
Spiritual warfare.
But it's hard to believe that a banana costume would do that.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a fun night. I don't know. I don't like the like spooky side of Halloween, though. It's by far my least favorite holiday for half of it. Just like the weird, like just people hanging from trees in someone's yard. Like that's a decoration. Someone hanging from the tree or like
big, big old spider on the roof.
Yeah. Even that, even just like cobwebs as decoration is like, I would prefer garland.
Do you guys like haunted houses?
No, I've always said if I'm going to pay for an emotion, it's not going to be fear. I don't watch horror movies. I don't go to haunted houses. Did a haunted corn maze once because the right girl asked me, but that was it.
sounds about right. Yeah.
Haunted house. I've done one. Maybe it does nothing for me. I mean, you just know like
something's going to jump out.
Well, I'm in no danger here. It's like a.
It's a jump scare. That's what it is. It's
but just like a surprise. I always get down with a nice spooky movie.
Yeah, you do like
Dude,
you
the
like
Strangers.
A more than.
Do you ever watch Strangers?
I think I did. Is that where they were like, yeah, I think I saw that one actually.
Oh, that
didn't
one.
Like it.
Which one
kind of was
one?
Big in college. That one kind of changed the game of scary movies. It's the one where they're just
like in a house the whole movie.
It's like they made a million like it since, but it was just out in the woods staying at a house. And there's these people in masks being, getting them.
I don't remember.
You know, it's just like she'd be in the quiet living room and you'd see the guy emerge in the background. Mm. Be like,
Yeah.
Do you guys remember the first time you watched like a real scary movie?
Yeah.
The
Grudge. Signs.
Signs with aliens.
Signs. Yeah.
It was barely even a horror
the
movie.
The Grudge, I caught a glimpse of on cable TV when I was a kid. And it scarred me for weeks.
How old were you?
You and I still talked about The Grudge.
Like middle school or something. But I was a real weenie for a long time. I remember I went and saw Paranormal Activity.
Whoa.
Remember that one?
It's a big jump.
Remember that one?
I mean, I never saw
it. I do remember. When did that come out?
Saw the title of it.
It was high school, like senior year of high school. And that was supposed to be a real scary one. I remember I was like, I need this. I need to push myself because I'm a pansy. So I'm going to go see this in theaters. Scary, scary. I remember that night. I was in bed and the door, you know, when your AC kicks on and like that air pressure changes and it like a door that's not closed all the way goes, mine did that after seeing that movie. And I mean, it scared me to my core.
You had to put on a costume and ward off those evil spirits.
Oh my God.
Just like I've gotten banana, can't start singing the Wiggles.
Man, I feel like I'm way more phased by scary movies now than I used to be. In middle school, I watched like The Ring and Sign. Mm. What is it?
The Conjuring.
Jeez.
And I don't feel like I was ever just like, oh, this is fake. But now. Right,
Strangers is scary because that's like a real thing.
I think that's why
right.
That's when it gets scary is when you're like, this scenario could happen.
Yeah.
What about true crime stuff? Do you get down on that? Criminal Minds or documentaries?
I will watch it. I don't like seek it out. I'll watch it when Trey does.
I love the
scary
stuff.
But it's,
it doesn't bother me. I'm pretty, well, now as a grown man, I'm pretty capable of just being like, this is detached. Like, these are actors. They made this. They like paid a person. They made this. It's fine. This isn't like happening next door right now. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I have my own scary movie night when I was in middle school. I was babysitting my brothers. I had a friend over. So it's just me and her. I think we were in eighth grade.
Should we turn the lights off for this story?
Yeah.
Spooky. And the staircase was like in front of the front door in my old house. My brothers were downstairs. I was upstairs with my friend. We were walking down.
And Victorian style?
It's good detail in the story. Okay. That we go to walk down the stairs and there's a man in the front door with his hands on the front door looking through into my house. And it's like 10 p.m.
You're in middle school.
Yes.
And you're in charge.
Yes.
Oh, you poor thing.
So my parents were like 20 minutes away dinner. Thankfully, the friend that I was with lived in the neighborhood.
Oh my gosh, they loved dinner though. They like
it was this Mexican place. Leave
early.
Yeah, La Comida.
And so I yelled down to my brothers. I said, "Lock yourselves in the bathroom right now."
Look at you, yeah. Fight or flight.
And we went.
I'm gonna fight this guy.
I'm about to pull out my knife. And we called her parents because they could be there in like 3 minutes.
Okay.
And they came over. But there were handprints like on the windows, on the doors. Like someone was like,
"Oh, actually, I thought this was going to be something like in the end, it was this decoration that I didn't realize." No, this was a real man.
Yes.
You've got a lot of like close calls, right? And then there are a few stories like this you've told.
And then what?
Like your life could have gone a very different way.
Never knew what this guy was.
Yeah. By the time her parents got there, we had both been me and my friend kind of stayed upstairs. My brothers were locked in the bathroom. By the time her dad came over and like circled the property, no one was there. But there were handprints on like all the front windows and the door. And like, I don't know what was.
Interesting to put your handprints on.
Right. I know.
You can't just look.
Yeah. It's like they really had to like.
A mime? Where are they?
Wow. Yeah. Pretty spooky.
The handprints. Man, that's odd.
Yeah. So.
Spooky.
Spooky. That's my spooky story.
Anybody else have spooky stories?
No. I've never been in danger at all, ever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm trying to, no, I think the closest I've ever been is when we played Philly and we came back to a broken in Airbnb.
That's scary.
Yeah.
It was. Thank you. We didn't even notice till the morning. So I slept like a baby. Dude, I love being a dude. We all walked in.
That's crazy.
I walked in my bedroom. I go, "The drawer's open and the door's open." Not like me, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. Good night. And you walked into like drawers open.
Yeah, that's weird.
That is crazy.
Man, I'm tired.
Put it together in the morning.
You don't think like I should look around or make sure my stuff is there?
We did in the morning. We all three went to the basement together in case he was still there. He wasn't.
We bravely opened the basement door. Checked it out. Hello? We had a homeless guy on our porch. And I was like, "Hey."
Oh, yeah.
Leave. And he didn't leave.
Yeah.
But he was intimidated.
He seemed like it. He didn't even open his eyes.
But anyway, happy Halloween, guys. For those who celebrate. I don't know. I just don't really understand. It's kind of like the yoga thing. Like yoga has history as like a Buddhist practice or something. Like, yeah, but it's just what white girls do after you get coffee. They're not sitting there like. The idea that you're like getting tricked doesn't really make sense to me. I think you have to like pursuing it for it to matter.
Yeah. If you don't know the roots of anything you're doing, if you're like, this is just this innocent little thing, like dressing up in a costume or eating candy or doing yoga. Like, I don't know where the conviction is in that. I don't know where it started.
It'd be like going to like hang out with a black guy. And then you're like, someone was just like, "Hey,
you know what used to happen?"
Yeah.
Like, well, I didn't realize
it right now, but you're doing it right now. You're like, "No, I like this guy." I don't, really? Yeah. That's how it originated. So you're kind of stuck.
Wow.
Like, oh.
It would be like that.
How's that different? This is how it was invented. It's changed. But no. It's always got to be the way it was invented.
But Katie, hey, what else is like that?
Katie, you're cooking dinner tonight. That's how it's always been.
No, it's changed. Mm-hmm. I am going to cook dinner tonight.
You are?
Maybe. Depends on what time we get done.
What are we thinking? Are we going to maybe stuff? Let me guess. Let's all guess. Last week it was stuffing quinoa and a pepper?
Acorn squash.
Maybe now I think she'll stuff.
I will never guess.
Sweet potato is always involved. Sweet potato. Sweet potato. Lentil mash stuffed into a zucchini.
good idea, but that's not what we're having.
Do you guys have any correct? What is it?
Oh, just keeping it simple. Roasted cauliflower, roasted butternut squash, chicken thighs, and butter lettuce salad.
Roasted doesn't sound bad. Cauliflower sucks, though. The only vegetable that
Trey really likes cauliflower.
I do, actually.
All right, everyone. It's time. Time to find out.
Time for?
My biological age.
You got it done?
I went through function health, and I did what I needed to do. Dude,
this could really rock my world.
Is it going to make Trey happy or sad?
No, don't. No, just say the number. You say it however you want to say it.
Let me just say real quick. I am 34 years old and 2 months.
In real life?
Yeah, my real age. My whatever biological age is 27.1. Young buck. I'm going to go back to high school. Throw the old pigskin around or something.
I'm gonna
die so soon. What am I doing wrong?
What were your guys' ages?
I'm 30. Still, I'm 2.5 years younger. You're 7 years younger.
Yeah, I went 7.1 in reverse, I think.
I'm 22 biologically.
What? Mm-hmm. That's what it said?
Yeah. You're 17 years younger?
Yeah. So you did. You finally did it. You went, got your function health done.
Yeah, it was easy.
What was your night? What was your bad stuff? Anything? Perfect?
There were, you know, because they test so many biomarkers. It's kind of one of those things that's like, yeah, all these that were good, a couple abnormal. That's great. You kind of nervous. Right. It's like, yeah.
Function Health, proud sponsor, near 360 degree view. See better what's happening in your body. That's why all the top health leaders are behind it, like Andrew Huberman, Dr. Mark Hyman. Mm-hmm. You like him? You know him?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Cool. So shout out Function Health. You have an offer for you guys. Okay, the holidays are coming up. You might be stressed. You might be all sorts of stuff.
High blood pressure, low blood pressure.
Find it out with Function Health. Take care of it. Be healthy. You deserve it. Invest in yourself. Get a look at everything. Peace of mind. Learn more. Join using our link. Support the show. Go now to functionhealth.com/Trey. Our first 1,000 listeners get $100 credit toward their membership. Functionhealth.com/Trey or use gift code TREY100 at sign up to own your health.
My correct opinion is actually about vegetables.
Oh. Go.
If that's okay. Yeah, my correct opinion is vegetables don't taste bad. You just haven't put enough salt on them yet.
There you go.
No
problem solved.
Yep.
And if it really is not working, slap some butter on there. But really, just like warming them up and putting salt on them is fine.
What
it's kind
have
of
you
amazing? It's steaming them with some salt on them.
Yeah.
Good.
You're in a good spot.
Yeah.
They're good.
Are there vegetables that you've kind of discovered lately?
You name them. I've probably had them in the last few months. Yeah, all nice. Over the place. I'm squashing. I'm zucchiniing. Had some peas today. Broccoli all the time. Green beans all the time. Yeah, cauliflower, though. That's the one that's like...
What is it about...
Make it a little better.
Why are white people so scared of salt? I've been in a number of situations, a group hang, and it's like, all right, we're going to boil this pasta for everyone, and you salt the water. And if you know, you know. I mean, it's a handful of salt. Mm-hmm. It's good. It's not me. I watch multiple white people go, whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, guys, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. It's going to taste good. You watch anyone watch you season something, you go, oh, easy, easy. I don't understand why we can't do this.
I'm putting flavor on it. Why are you being such a stickler?
It's so true. We were hosted by a really kind couple's parents, boomer parents, and she served us up. I mean, I'm just eyeing salt, man. Where is it? Because I'm going to have to add it.
I mean, if it's being cooked by older generations, it's probably a blood pressure issue involved there.
All old people have high blood pressure?
I mean, not all, but a lot of them do.
The red ones?
Yeah, if you see a really red one, yeah.
You ever seen a really red one?
A really red old person?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like a Republican.
Pop.
Yeah. No, I know what you're talking about. You know, the Murdoch murders, they were really red.
Yeah.
High blood pressure, too much salt.
Yeah, made him kill someone.
Yep.
I'd just rather be red.
I know you would.
I don't know if this is true, but there's like an old legend I've heard that is it Samuel Walton, the guy who, you know, founded Walmart? When he would do like executive, like higher level interviews, he would always do it over a meal, apparently. And if someone salted their meal before tasting it, not hired. Out. They didn't like that. He's like, you just assume it needs salt. Why would you not taste it? He thought it was a poor sign of like judgment and problem solving in business. So you would not be hired for Walmart.
Oh, dude, that makes me so...
And exactly
screw
why
you, Sam.
He would never work in a corporate job like that.
That's the main reason.
Yep.
That's the main reason.
Yeah, you'd work at Home Goods, you were saying, instead.
Like, on your way out, just grab a snack. We had a great interview. Thanks for coming in. I just salt an RX bar. You know, what in the world?
You salt the outside of a Snickers bar?
Yeah.
What was that about?
He was really great. I like him until he put salt on the Snickers
on the
bar.
Snickers wrapping. I hadn't even opened it
and
yet.
And he just kept saying,
you like this, right?
Yeah.
This is your thing?
You're not you and you're hungry, right? He just kept saying that. That's ridiculous. You know, there's certain food you look at, it needs salt.
You just look at it. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that may not even be true. I've never interviewed for Walmart.
That's a good point.
If I Google Samer Walton salt, you guys can give your correct opinions. I'll look into this.
Okay, thanks. Katie, you go ahead.
My correct opinion is a nice follow-up from last week. It is that having an organized closet and bathroom is game changer.
Oh, the verdict is in. Game changer,
yes.
How long is it going to stay organized?
Until we get too busy. No,
well,
I think
now it's organized. I think our children are a mission to ruin it.
They
went through there pulling out every drawer. It's unbelievable. Oh, wow.
I mean, that was part of the issue to begin with. So that's going to be, we're going to have to maybe like set some boundaries, or I'm going to have to not get ready.
Why don't you touch on how, listen, they're professional organizers. And of course the recties know I was giving her a hard time, but I said, you know what, Katie, you deserve whatever you want. You've earned it. Go. So these late four women came in there.
Who'd we have?
Went nuts.
We have Chrissy come over. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had Chrissy.
And I thought they'd be professionals, right? Come in. I'm like, listen, they're about to handle my panties.
What?
They're about to touch my undies, right?
Okay.
I go, hey, that's okay. That's okay.
Even aside from panties, I was already confused.
They're going to maybe see a weird thing somewhere in the bathroom. I don't know. They're professionals.
They do this all day.
About it.
Yeah.
Tell them what they said.
All they said was he has a lot of t-shirts.
No, tell the story.
He has salt all over his t-shirts.
Yeah, there's salt everywhere.
He's got salt packets all in his pockets. They said, man, he's got a lot of t-shirts.
I mean, they said he has a lot of t-shirts. What's wrong with that?
No, you said they don't want them judgmental.
Yeah, you don't want them like having any thought.
Commenting.
Yeah, just.
Is that kind of funny?
They weren't, like,
do your
rude
job
about
like a robot.
If you organize closets all the time, you're probably seeing crazy stuff. You keep to yourself. They're like, by the way, what's up with the t-shirt guy? How many t-shirts does the guy need? Sorry, I was sponsored by t-shirt company.
They sent me a million. About it. It's
like,
weird.
He's got a lot of crazy golf polos.
That I did have to pre-apologize for. Now, when you get to my closet, you're gonna need to wear sunglasses. Yeah. I was sponsored by this golf polo company. I try to give them away. People won't take them. So just, you don't have to organize them.
But it is pretty.
And what do you have to say for yourself?
Hmm?
You were like, you let me do it. You didn't want it to happen. And now what do you think?
I said, it is very nice. They did a good job. Something needed to happen. And it was a good point. It took four women 6 hours. So it is like, I don't know how, if we ever tried to do it.
It would be a lot of work to do it yourself.
Someone's comment on last week that was like, I think paying for organizers is ridiculous and like financially, you know, irresponsible or crazy or whatever. Sorry. Yeah.
Agree.
But that Trey is a lucky man.
Yeah. And then they said that, so it's fine. But yeah, they're like, you know, part of something about being clean and how that's godly. And
the whole comment was that?
And how you can.
Oh my gosh.
She doesn't celebrate Halloween.
Yeah. And how, you know, we could do this, whether it takes like a day or a month, like it's something we could have done.
It's something that you have the skills to do.
Yes.
Gotcha. But yeah, four women,
before
6 hours.
6 hours. I don't know.
That would take you a while to carve out that time. So did you do work on the front end? Did you get our clothes out for them?
We did not, no. Okay. I was going to, and that's why they were only going to have three people, and I texted her at like 6 a.m., and I was like, we just got in yesterday from traveling, and
calling
it
the
did
fourth.
Not happen. So she said, all right, we're going to have to bring four. I was like, okay. So the fourth only stayed for like the first couple hours, and she left.
And where did they organize everything, but some of the stuff I haven't found. Where did they put your sombreros?
Cholo alert!
Lean like a cholo, sad to sad.
I haven't found everything. Sad to
sad. You love that fit. You love that look. I love it on you.
It's trendy.
What's for dinner?
It's trendy.
Say.
I'm not going to say anything.
It's trendy?
Yes.
Their culture's not your trend.
Yeah, culture's not your costume.
Yeah, culture's not your costume.
I don't think that
you're lucky it's October.
I don't think they're doing this with cardigans.
Whoa! Too hot down there?
Yeah, I'm hot right here.
Yeah, have you been able to find everything? Has there been something that's come up and you don't know where it is now?
He did. There was one thing he was looking for this morning. But he did say, I was going to have them do the two other areas. They didn't do that yesterday. And it was kind of like, okay, back and forth. We'll let them do this part first. And he was like, just let them do it. So we're all in now.
I got an email that was like, hey, Jake, you clearly love us or something. So I was like, at first I was like, oh, they listen to the podcast. What are they about to say?
Oh, yeah.
But then it was actually before the podcast had come out, it was just Katie Kennedy referred you. You now get like a free 2-hour refresh.
Oh,
thanks. Hey.
So nice. You're so like welcome. Just they'll go back to the same areas and just kind of re.
I don't know. I got a lot of stuff in my garage. I might have them just throw away. You know, just. Hey,
I was a little bit like they hauled out like 4 bags of trash and in my head. I thought, what's in those?
Seems like more trash than I thought I had in my closet.
Huh, so I'm sure.
Well, good. So you read all these comments, Katie. A man, of course, it's a man commented. Hiring organizers is ridiculous and wasteful. It means you're lazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And clean and organized is essential and godly to living well. And you can spend 1 hour a month to do the same thing they're charging $3,000 for.
But Trey.
All that being said, I'd spend $6,000 for those legs. Whoa, whoa.
Ew.
That's what he said.
His words.
You read between the lines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a guy commenting who's definitely not married, doesn't have kids.
Or he's definitely married and poor wife.
Dang.
But I was going to circle back to my correct opinion a couple weeks ago about the kids' songs being a nightmare.
Okay.
We experienced this recently because, you know, we were like, what song are you talking about? And we were in the car and the kids were fussing. We turned on stuff and it kind of kept going. And all of a sudden I was like, this is a nightmare. This, I was like driving crazy. I was like stressing me out. And it was some like.
No, we'll do it. Okay. Ready? You do the ad lib. I got the joy down in my heart.
Wow!
Down in my heart.
Why did we do that?
Down in my heart.
Wow!
I looked at Katie and go, what is this? And she's like death gripping them steering wheel. She's like, turn it off.
It was the craziest where.
So we turn it off and Thomas is going, more. It's something out of a nightmare.
Yeah, Katie's like, turn it off. And you're like,
where?
I was like, why did they take this sweet song about joy in your heart and turn it into this horrible version?
Here's a correct opinion bonus. When Christian songs have a chorus of children reciting a verse in a song, terrifying.
I think I kind of
know what you're specific.
Talking about. Yeah. Yeah, it's just like, yeah, a chorus of.
Our Father who art in heaven. And they kind of put it over the line. You're like, oh, it gives a creepy vibe to the song.
Halloween vibe.
Also, I will be honest. Maybe this just makes me close minded, maybe it makes me a boomer when I'm like, hey, hit the Christian playlist, worship, and it's shuffling, and then they give me one that's in all sorts of other languages. I go, hey, English, Alexa, English. Is that bad?
I don't think that's bad. You don't speak that language.
I don't speak the language. It's fine. I don't know.
That's fine.
What if it's a Halloween situation and they're tricking, they're singing crazy stuff. They're tricking me.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing. Wait, so that's not your correct opinion?
My correct opinion is, texting as a conversation's dead. It's dead. It doesn't exist anymore. Who's texting a comp? Hey, what's up? You? Everything's been good? Give me a call, man. My correct opinion is texting is for need something. Done. Phone call is how we catch up. Normalize it.
Earlier this episode, you said I'm in the 1% of communicators.
Yep, and this is why.
Because you don't text.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that on like a level of, if it's someone I haven't talked to in a long time, I don't really want to catch up via text. If it's someone who I've talked to regularly and I'm trying to catch up about a specific thing, like, oh, I know this happened. Like, how did it go? Are you saying that kind of conversation is good? Or that not even
I
don't that?
Know, I kind of zoned out.
just text us. I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah. All you said, I was trying to follow, you said, if I'm texting a friend about a thing and following up about the deal, is that the thing? You're talking about that?
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's what I heard.
I said, it's, yes, I agree. I'm not trying to catch up with like a long distant friend via text message.
For sure.
But if it's someone I see regularly and I'm trying to catch up about like, hey, I know this happened this week. How did it go? You still aren't
listening.
Muy bien. All
right. Your correct opinion is over. Senorita.
No, I mean, there's certain things like I had a, you know, like, should I text my sister and ask her like how her pregnancy is? That seems like if it's a more, the more serious the conversation, the less we should text about it.
Yeah.
You huger? You getting big?
Yeah. How do I phrase the big question?
That's just, it's just better over a phone call. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hey,
phone call.
Oh.
Nah, not going to answer it. Look serious. Sometimes it doesn't. It's just like, ooh, that one's not going to be a scam. I don't know about that.
Do you answer numbers you don't have?
Sometimes it's mood based.
Sometimes you're feeling fun. You're like, hey, Jake, who is this?
Exactly. I did it twice yesterday, but not today. I wasn't feeling that one. 913 from Baser, Kansas. No,
no way.
Oh, no, okay, thanks. So it says that. That's probably fair. Baser. But I've been trying to tell Trey, and maybe I said this before, but it's like, you are now like an emergency contact for like your wife and your children. So if someone is calling you from an unknown number in Kansas City, you should probably answer it.
Yeah, we should start testing that out.
Yeah.
Mm.
Call you from weird payphones and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be in the 1%, if you want to stay in the 1%, you're going to have to start answering the phone.
Yeah.
That is funny though. Yeah, you're just like, help. They'd have to shoot me a text to, in all honesty. Wife's bleeding out. Please call back.
Yeah.
It's what? How bad?
Yeah. So.
How bad?
Cuando bad.
I know. She does that all every month.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
You're looking trim, by the way.
Looking ready to run an 800 meter dash.
Can't believe, yeah, you have two babies.
Wow. What do you want? What are you trying to get to here? Because it feels like.
Yeah. Burritos.
I'm on a diet. I can't. I'm having yogurt for dinner.
I just told you I'm making vegetables and chicken.
Well, that's what I'm telling you now. We got any fan videos? Yeah. Guys, send us in your fan videos. It's been too long. We want to hear from you guys.
I'm cooking and you're going to eat it.
Trekking.com/correctopinion. Send in your fan videos. I will eat whatever you...
Thank you.
But yeah, you're looking good. Looking ready for the race. It's getting a little... I've been...
What's their status?
We're getting closer. Shout out to the Super Recties. We need to start preparing. Guys, as you know, if we get a few more Super Recties, joining the Patreon, we're going to live stream a race with Kate and I.
800?
I think 800 is the magic one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go to patreon.com/TreyKennedy. There's also a lot of cool stuff on there. I went on the Patreon. We had the Dallas fall shoot. Hey, anyone? And one girl, and we had a few Dallas-based Super Recties. They're like, yeah. I said, come on out. And they came out.
Fun.
That's great.
And since they came out, I said, hey, come to the VIP meet and greet tomorrow, too. Hung out again.
Oh.
Shout out Angela.
Angie.
And the friend she brought, who hopefully enjoyed herself. It's funny when people come, like, I'm a huge fan. I brought my friend. She's, like, iffy on you.
Kind of lukewarm.
So we'll see. We'll see. Yeah, I got no idea. We're getting less of this, but it's still funny, the meet and greet. Like, a dude comes by, and he looks... He looks like he's scared or
miserable,
truly miserable. She'd be like, I drug him along. I'm like, but is he like that upset to be here? Why? Like he said, he won't even look me in the eye. Like I'm still a human being. Like we can just be like, what's up, man?
Yeah, like what's up, man?
Those guys are like, yeah, I don't know you, man, but I'm here for the wife. I'm like, I think you'll enjoy yourself. But every now and then you see a guy walks in or he stands aside. Like, I don't even want to be in the photo, man. I'm like,
Never done a date night for your wife. Yeah. Why are you in such pain right now?
I don't know. But I hope they enjoy themselves.
Sure they did.
I have something for us maybe to watch on today's Patreon episode. I can't remember if I mentioned this on a real episode or Patreon, but did I tell you about that guy we caught going undercover using a disguise to play in a pickleball tournament?
Is that video out?
Yeah. Well, not yet, but we can show it to the patrons.
Oh, good.
Today, we made a whole documentary about it.
I'm very excited to see that. They Jake's pickleball company might have caught a sexual predator. No, it's not sexual in nature.
Wait, not yet.
Not yet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it'd be sorry.
Yeah, we didn't film in the bathroom.
But he is a crook, and you're cracking down.
Corrupt.
That's cool. So we'll give you the dirty deets there. And the Patreon, you have so many perks like that, especially this holiday season. We got a lot of stuff coming out that we were going to show you guys first.
It's fun.
Give you guys deals on if for some of the stuff coming with merch and basic wine, you name it. So thank you for the love and support. Patreon.com/TreyKennedy. Derek, who do we got? The fan videos. What's up, homegirl?
Hey, Correct Opinions crew. My name is Grace. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. I'm a fellow giant as well, Katie. I'm 6'1", so I understand all of the jokes you've gotten forever, as I've also gotten those. My
ponytail skimming the ceiling.
Secondly, I am a Division I swim coach at Bellarmine University in Louisville. So whoever wants to win the race between Katie and Trey Moore, I would love to help out. And lastly, I have a sheltered kid story. I'm from Wisconsin originally. I was in my 7th grade Spanish class. My friend India was on one team. I was on another team. She gets up, writes her team name on the board. I spot. India spot. Okay, makes sense. My name is Grace again. As we can see where this is going, I write G spot. Huge on the board. I'm also a blusher, so I have no idea what's going on. Everyone is laughing at me. And I'm just some awkward girl who's giant,
6'1",
blushing at the board, and I'm just standing under the words G-spot. That is my sheltered kid story for you all. I'm a super recty as well, so love the pod. Keep it up. Thanks, guys.
Grace. Thanks, G.
That's a fantastic story. Wait, I didn't quite follow. Why'd she write spot?
Friend named her team. Like
India spot.
Yeah, it's the I spot. She's like, cool, I'll do that.
That's amazing. That's so the poor girl. People start dying laughing.
And she's a blusher.
She's like, I don't know what this word means in Spanish. Yes. Lo siento.
I don't know. They're like, she also wrote it on the ceiling. Why'd she do that? Rule. I'm a D1 swim coach at Bullring University in Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah. I'm Reggie from Wisconsin.
That's what people love in Louisville. Louisville?
That's how you're supposed to say it.
Louisville.
Louisville. Mm-hmm, like that.
Lou.
Yeah.
Thomas would love this word.
I would say you're even maybe pronouncing it too much.
Lou.
Less?
Lou.
There you go.
Yeah, right. That's it. Because you got all the bourbon there.
Wow.
That's an amazing story. Thank you, Grace. And just a top tier fan submission there.
That was great.
Yeah.
It's quick. Storyteller. Yeah. Quick.
Three things.
You know,
there.
I would have liked to know what color the marker was. There's a few details I was missing. I know Katie's.
Yeah. How tall were you when that story happened?
Exactly. She probably wasn't 6'1". India, what did she look like? The color of the marker. Mm-hmm. What class was it? Because I feel like that matters. Was it science?
You missed it. It was Spanish.
She did say that.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry. Well, I mean, I was fixated on India.
Yeah, that is confusing.
What was she like? When did you meet her? How long have you been friends?
Well, she'll just have to send a submission back.
We got someone else?
Yeah, we got an audio one.
Well, audio, a little shy one, huh?
What's up, crew? My name's Andy. I'm a D1 recty.
Wow.
And over the last few weeks, I've heard people send in correct opinions dealing with ashes, funerals, death, all that fun stuff. Mm-hmm. And that reminded me of one of mine. My correct opinion is you should not be able to put a sticker that takes up your entire back windshield that says in loving memory of someone. Ooh. If I have to do the math on how old that person was. There's got to be an age cutoff, okay? Those should be reserved for if you are under 40. I'm willing to go 40. I could probably go lower on that, but I'm trying to compromise here.
Right, right.
If you are over 40 and you die, no sticker, okay? If everybody that lost somebody that was 75 years old put a sticker up, we'd all have stickers, okay? It's not fair. And the same should probably go for tattoos as well, but that's a different story. That's my correct opinion. thanks for all you guys do. Thanks to Jake and Derek from the 417 here. I'm holding it down. And Trey, Boomer Sooner.
All right, Andy.
His phone's orange. Come on, dude.
Come on.
Lay off. That's great. Yeah, you do the math. You're like, wait, he was 65?
Yeah, that's good enough. What do you mean that? I mean, that's kind of sad.
That's a good take. But I get what he's saying.
It's a good take. Yeah, we'd all have stickers. 75 plus. 40, I could probably go younger. I kind of agree. 35, it's kind of like reverse president.
Uh-huh.
35 years is the cutoff.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, that's real sad.
That's my last year sticker then. That sucks to hear.
Dang, yeah. Dang. Sorry. If you
make up your mind.
Wow.
Wait, you're 35. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd have to die in the next few months for us to like memorialize you in the studio.
Okay. To ever remember
they'd
you.
It'd be like the Derek studio. We lost the man who's 35.
Yeah, wow. We could do it this whole back wall. But once you turn 36.
I don't even get a shout out or anything.
No. 36, we'll replace you with another Derek and hope no one notices.
Man, it's crazy that we shot a little. We had to go borrow a cemetery to shoot this bit. Actually, for the Hallmark movie. One of the.
You had to. It's 90%
done.
We need Fall Girl at Cemetery. Yeah. Fine.
Oh my God. Like, we're trying to sell grave plots. We got a brand deal. Fall Girl Cemetery. Really?
It feels like a really weird thing to say, borrow the cemetery.
Lease.
Sorry? What do you want me to say?
Buy it.
Contract
rent it.
How do you bury the dead? Don't you guys do like a.
You don't know, so.
What's happening?
Good try. You're trying to do some cholo joke about burying.
De los Muertes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you guys do a parade about this?
Yeah, right? It's very. So that's probably what you're thinking. No. I'm talking about like a white people cemetery. And it's from a Hallmark movie. Just a classic trope when you're like walking through the cemetery. Guys, I got some things in mind I got to talk to you about. And the near cemetery to this house is like this picturesque, tiny, hidden cemetery that looks like something from a Hallmark movie. So great. And we, all three of us, me, Dirk, and Mikey, you could tell we wanted to be there for like 30 more minutes. We were like looking around at them and we saw, I mean, there was some there that died in the 1860s.
And this is just some random little cemetery.
There's probably a total of,
were there any,
could have been more than 50 tombstones.
Like a backyard.
Yeah.
It was small. Yeah.
Huh.
And it was like. That's what's fascinating. You start looking around, you go, and then nowadays you can look people up. So I looked up this man who was born in 1880, lived in 1920, and I just read about his life.
Wow.
And the coolest thing, if you're like a Kansas
Derek,
City
put
person,
the camera down.
It was the Knoll family.
Oh, a big Kansas City family.
Like 30 plus Knolls buried there.
Oh, wow.
Like that was their original land and stuff.
Wow. So are a lot of street names just people's last names? And how do you claim it?
I believe so. That and Native Americans.
Yeah, that explains like the highways. I-35.
Exactly.
That sounds Native American. That's not a last name.
Mm-hmm.
Route 66.
Root.
Yeah, it's a Native American.
Yep. Root. Tree root. Yeah. 66 was the full name.
Yeah.
Sturdy tree root. Did you ever come across? We're watching. Is Yellowstone still going?
I don't know about Yellowstone. I know the park is.
I think the show ended. I don't know.
Yeah, ticking time bomb.
But there's an actor in Yellowstone. His name is, his last name is Brings Plenty.
Yeah.
That's how Native American he is.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Oh,
that's
cool. His real name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Brings
yeah.
Plenty.
Mm-hmm.
It's his last name.
Huge hands.
Mo Brings Plenty.
Huh.
Do you have any white killers in Oklahoma?
Yes.
In Seneca, we had a bunch of white killers.
What was the last name?
Yeah.
Yes.
Whoa.
Isn't that wild?
We were the Seneca Indians, too.
So. It was my Sunday school teacher, Mr. and Mrs. White Killer.
Yeah.
Because they were Native American?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah, I mean, I guess.
That is such a cool last name. Your last name is Killer. Yeah, we don't need more, but my great-grandpa, he killed a bunch of y'all. Like,
wow.
That's tough. Like, what's mine? Kennedy, we're at a pub.
Seems about right.
Should we do 23andMe?
I think my parents have done it. Have yours?
I thought they went out of business.
They did go out of business.
Oh. Well, they had the weird thing where they're finally like, yeah, we kind of stored up all that info.
That's fine.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to have any negative effects on anyone.
Give me more targeted ads.
And if they clone me, I think that's cool. Can you imagine being out and about? You're like,
dude.
Like the mirror. It's like you mirror each other. Dude.
He's like, where were you born? You're like, Oklahoma City. He's like, you? He goes, 23andMe. Like,
Oh my gosh!
We must be twins.
They did it! Oh,
my gosh, how are you? He's like, I'm good. I gotta believe this. I'm doing a brand deal in a dress down the street. You are the perfect clone. Dude, I did a total of like literally 7 of those.
7 fall girl brand deals. Yikes.
Your voice okay?
Well,
I mean, it's a lot of screaming.
Yeah, the organizers come back.
And we went to the Home Goods, of course. You know, it all worked out, but we're banging on the door of it at 8:30.
Putting your palms on the glass.
Man. Yeah, I'm a grown man.
And you tell the he's couple, carrying a wig.
Carrying a dress and a wig, banging, going, wait, let me in. And like this woman going, mm-mm, until the manager finally came over.
You're screaming, I'm a woman. They paid for this.
What?
I can pay for this. How long is this?
Hour 7.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Having
all
so right. much fun.
1 hour and 7. Send it over to Patreon. Thank you guys. Love you guys. Keep listening on patreon.com/Trey Kennedy.
Patron.
Talk to y'all next week. Peace. Correct opinion.